Wasn't Mike a little embarrassed about this whole thing? Or doesn't he see what he's doing? Son of a bitch is really been warned into thinking about that.
Said he was, thought he was helping me.
Oh, shoot.
Jesus Christ, I mean, you lose this battle and you win another. To hell with it. We'll still win. We got
I'm not too bad. We got some cards to play, we're gonna play them tough as hell.
No, our cards, starting now, our cards are going to start falling.
Maybe. But they never have yet, but they might. You might get a card down there. Press a ton and pull it, get our best. We redid, we've left out, doesn't have ever been someone passed, Jesus Christ.
What it worries one though is about where public morality has gone. It isn't what it will murder us with the North Vietnamese, but we have to play it now that it's passed.
But that's it, right. When you meet with me, that's the only one I know of material. This is the meeting. You understand? Only this is it. And I want you to talk to my heart, gentlemen, if that's it. Make the record so that the meeting ends. There ain't gonna be no, ain't gonna be another one unless
they've accepted it in principle.
That's right. Exactly. You've got to do that. Because,
okay.
And because you've got to remember not everything is domestic politics from now on. And I'm hurt. So we work up a little statement and so forth and so on, what kind of a committee would be. And you pick it up here. You heard the last time. And we were getting, we just ready to say, well, Mr. President, I'm ready to leave and so forth. So I'm not going to get the color back for it.
Are you ready to leave?
Because we've offered them 12 previously, they have offered six, and it's got to be nine. So,
sure.
You know,
sure.
So that's no...
Yeah, sure.
It's not going to break down on 3 months. There's only one issue. One only. Must we impose a communist government in Saigon?
Sure.
If they settle that one, everything else will be settled in a month. If they're willing to leave you in place while we get out, and then let them go at each other afterwards, and let us continue giving military aid, or let both sides cut off military aid.
There is no doubt in Mike Mansfield's mind that we're going to play hard. I said, Mike, if these negotiations do break down, then I'm going to have to go hard. I said, I'm going to have to go hard. I said, we're going to go very hard. We've got all the implications, military or otherwise. Now, with that, and that's what we have to do. That's the way we're going to do it. We're not, if they break it down, and we've got to play our game right out.
The one thing that may help us with the North Vietnamese is they may figure, since what Mansfield put up is so close to what we offered, they may figure that this is a ploy by which you are getting domestic support for clobbering them if they turn down.
Let me say,
he gave an interview to the New York to Seymour Topping. Did you see that in the paper? It was very conservative.
John Mark. See everybody.
Well, but he does it differently. They're quite different from the Russians. The Russians can't bear having an American there without filling him full of stuff about the imperialist administration, the warmonger. These guys have not said one thing against you since the ping-pong diplomacy started. Even when State made that statement about Formosa, they made a distinction between they attacked the State Department and they kept you out of it.
Did you get any thought for that?
I don't think he should go there because he will pull everybody up to Cameron Bay on that.
No, about his name, I see how you are.
I think we should go on the attack, Mr. President.
Sure.
Last October, we had all these guys putting American flags in their lapels.
Sure. And, now
they suddenly, that's when they were scared. And I think we have to be too dangerous to monkey with.
Sure. Mike didn't leave that meeting with any assurance that he's going to look so good. What do you think, John?
No, I think he's got plenty to worry about at this point in terms of not only history, but the short term.
Yeah. Also, he's got something to worry about in these documents. That's something I wouldn't want to have on my desk. I said, now, Mike, it's up to you. You and the joint leadership's going to determine. We're going to hold you accountable. I said, we're not going to go over every Jack Lake committee, but you're accountable here.
Actually, Mr. President, I thought last week the injunction was a mistake, but I'm beginning to think this stuff is coming out in the best possible way for us.
It's unbelievable. It may be. You know what Mike said about the end? Read the DM story and make a big thing.
We are fighting like crazy.
You heard what Mike said about the end. He said, I didn't dream I'd ever hear one Catholic speak that way about another. He said the assassination of the end. He says that was the worst thing that happened. He said he was the only man that was solid on his. Mike is a strange fellow, yeah. But he admired the end. And he said, and that assassination of the end. I'll tell you, and I said, well, Mike, I have to say, catalogs played a role there. I said, understand, not a guilt in the real sense, but he was there, he carried out the orders, he had to turn his back when it happened. The assassination of the end. It puts Kennedy right down in that whole thing.
But it's coming out beautifully, actually. It's put this way.
It's beginning to.
But John, we are fighting.
It's very interesting.
Right, he's apparently absolutely.
Not surprising. Yeah, well, we got it. And he may not stay that bitter forever, either. But he may stay that bitter. How the hell they hope they do to get it back? They're crucifying, of course, on the bench.
It may get worse.
Well,
if this committee is convened, this select committee,
they start hearing people, then,
depends on
which council will go to a certain kind of committee.
You can't do it all in the committee.
Well, and can't it not allow those people to testify?
And he'll open his file. I'm sure he's got dirt on everyone that ever worked for him.
Oh, here.
Chicago Sun-Times yesterday went with, or this morning, goes with a story out of the State Department files.
That's nice.
On how DM got murdered.
That may be what they had from Marguerite Higgins. You know, she had a book on this, and she had two chapters on that had to come from somebody. Go back and read Marguerite Higgins' two chapters on murder again.
But, of course, next year there'll be the victims of this. If there isn't so much around for
Well, the...
We're the victims.
Not really, because I still get back to the fact
that all lies into the war are lying off.
That's exactly it. All your secret stuff is going to be out in the direction.
Now, look it out. I mean,
so they got to put out the fact of how we got into Cambodia. That bothered me a bit.
There's
they got to put out the fact of how we got into Laos. That bothered me a bit. I
stood
up. They're going to put out the fact as to how we crunched them on various programs of this and that and the other thing.
And of any of the secret stuff we've been doing.
Well, the secret stuff we've been doing here is all in the peace time.
Manu, for example, was in peace purposes, protecting Americans.
Yeah, and we didn't. That by now is
nobody cares about.
But that was a big deal.
Anyway.
That was a big deal. Then what did we do? We bombed 10 miles inside Camp Odia. No longer.
The sometimes thing, I think, is maybe indicative of the fact that you're going to begin to get other documents from other points of view that will be thrown into this thing by people who are...
Let me tell you, but right in the microphone. He didn't share words. Scared to death about World War II. All the rest about lovers. Scared to death. Korea, a little bit, not much.
Interestingly enough,
the other one that he's scared to death about, they don't want anything out on the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban confrontation, because the thinking of Kennedy will be destroyed in that. And he's trading, for example, which they did, which they should never have done. Good God, they had Castro right at his knees. And what do they do? They end up jackass thieves and go up to the United Nations and they traded those Turkish bases.
Italian bases.
For Italian bases. For what? When we had all the cards.
Well, it wasn't Stevenson who did it. Stevenson, it was Barbie who
they
did it.
They lied to Stevenson.
Stevenson, in his half-assed way, proposed it publicly, but Bobby had already done it with Dobrynin at that time.
What are you going to say?
Well, the interesting thing is that putting that all out, even though he's a Roosevelt worshiper, will be great for Lyndon Johnson. Because it ties, it takes in,
well, that one story in the house,
our bureaucratic papers are different anyway. We are forcing them to write options, so no one really knows.
Yeah.
All they can leak is...
Henry, I'm not worried about ours, because I'll be around and I'll fight it a little bit more effectively than they will. The one thing you've got to do is listen to them in regard to the other thing, and I'm going to do it. On a World War II and so forth and so on, I want you to get Lord Edwards in. Or maybe Walter Trojan, I don't know which. Maybe no, I think Willard's better. And say, no, Willard, Tripp's been interested in something. You've had all these other papers. Just think of what story you would like really to get out and start demanding it. Get my point. You can't put anything out. Not that we're going to put it out, but it'll come out just for the pressure of public opinion. But we're not going to sit here and protect these people and that sort of thing. And again, nothing that compromises the code, nothing that compromises the source. But we are not going to sit here and take this political kind of attack from the other side without responding in kind. And I mean in kind in a way that does not hurt the national interests. They are hurting the national interests. Hell, they just put out a top secret document. It doesn't hurt us. I mean a real top secret. We're not doing a thing. We're fighting. We don't want to embarrass anybody except our enemies. But I just want you to go over there, Henry, with a strong back, strong nerves, and remembering that it will be in our interest, Henry. It will be in our interest. But what is not in our interest is to let this bottle alone.
I agree.
What is in our interest is to say, all right, you guys are going to do this.
I'll tell that at the next stop, too.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell them that's the chance. Now, if they don't help us settle it, we better settle it our way.
That's right.
We will not sit there while they're bleeding out.
We will, and we've got plenty of things to play. They think that Johnson wasting all those bombs and those damn rice paddies. Hell, we're going to waste where it counts. Not on people. We'll destroy it.
And then we can demonstrate.
Well,
when we publish our record, we can prove that we went the extra mile. We made a tremendous offensive this summer.
You could never do it. You could never go on this sort of a strike unless you went on the basis that the Senate had destroyed what was a bright hope for association. The Senate having destroyed that, we now have to get out as fast as we can. This is the basis to protect Americans, and we're going to protect the Americans as we get out. The only other thing is, what do you do about the POWs?
Well,
you can have that negotiator.
We'll keep bombing until they release them.
International Red Cross, that's right. We'll continue to bomb until we get those prisoners.
That's right.
They understand that.
Well, and at that point, it reverses your dependence on the POWs, which we've had to play so carefully up to now. I mean,
if you're... How does all your thing look now? You're
some editorializing that he gets done. He can one of his smart lefties on that thing. If he does, you work it out. I don't give a damn much what it says, just so we get those documents down on their desk, right? And their desk. This is a good statement. It keeps all the classification, but it puts the monkey right on their back. Well, we'll get super cracked up on this. And also, it doesn't compromise our case at the Times, does it? It says that the classification still stands. Do you feel that way, Henry? We're going all right with this?
Right. As John notes, I would take the position on the declassification to take the position.
Oh, sorry.
That we are moving those documents on the priority of an order that you had already published on January 15th.
I think that's the only thing I would just put in. And you don't have to call Mike every job. It'll put January 15th in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. This is being doing for the second
order,
so on, so on. Okay. Pursuant to his January 15th, 71 order instituting a review of classification such documents.
Who did Crawford report this conversation to?
No, this is excellent. This is exactly right.
All right.
Exactly right. It's dignified. It doesn't give up our principles. And I think the one advantage you have is that your opponents have always underestimated you. And they don't hold so many cards, Mr. President. They're running with one issue, and they're running with it in an unpatriotic way.
They've got to get an unpatriotic thing across the country. God, you know, the guys who must be down here, guys like Eddie Heath or John Stennis, the good Democrats. Scoop Jackson, he must be down. He's the only one of the candidates that's spoken out on these subjects.
He bears spoke out yesterday.
Oh, I saw him.
And great.
He said, we will never accept the death. By God, he should stick to that.
Another man who must be dying is Humphrey. Because he knows he's a cowardly weakling. He knows better. I mean, he's dying because he knows he's too weak.
I think he figures everybody's going to forget that he's done this so often.
He always seems to assume that.
Well, mind you, that doesn't matter. Humphrey, in this instance, John, showed a strain of lack of character, which disqualifies him as president, just as much as Bobby, as Teddy did in Chappaquiddick. What do you think? I think that if Chappaquiddick is the way you go after Teddy, this is the way you go after him. And incidentally, the Muskie thing, and calling and Mike took a strong position against that. He says, I will never call the former president. Never. I would not even accept it if he volunteered to appear before us.
But, you know, it's going to be the damnedest circus. McNamara has refused to testify, he told me, because he said he won't betray his former president. So
he wants to do it privately.
So he'll be privately. Bundy wants to testify. So that's...
Rostow will come up and give a lecture on morality.
Rostow will be screaming. Oh,
he's in the paper this morning. What's he say? It says Vietnam was a moral war and a moral cause. And he's right.
Well, Taylor wrote a damn good article this morning.
He's right.
Taylor said some people say these papers do the authors an injustice. I want to say they don't do me an injustice. I fought for peace and freedom in South Vietnam, and I'm proud of it.
He's the one of the wing guy who's coming through.
To my great surprise, and that spokesman we've had.
I never thought we
should hear. I didn't either. And,
yeah, so for some way or other, you know what it is? He's sending the planes across the border. People have got to speak up. You know, it's a funny thing, you know, like that this, I told all the things here, they're speaking to the MA yesterday. Don't you think people respond? There's a little feel of patriotism. Want to believe in something. And God, that's what our Democratic friends are missing.
The AMA is by full-page ads in the nation's leading newspapers. Say, Mr. President, we accept your challenge. We like what you said. We trust.
Trust.
Well, solution to the nation's health problems, blah, 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 blah. So,
On their board chairman came out with a good statement.
What did he say?
Saying we accept the challenge and we're, you know, the president's exactly right and we want to do this.
So we're getting the drug story across, aren't we?
Yeah.
Or are we?
Yes.
Hughes, Senator Hughes has called. Said he wants Jaffe to come up and testify because he wanted to have favorable hearings before anybody could have any critical hearings.
Yeah, he'll kill him.
The one danger is, of course, that Jaffe would be so good that he'll spend all his time on the Hill, because they'll all want to have it. And we've got to figure out how to...
What are you starting to say about the drug trade?
I think we're making a lot of damn solid headway. It's just we can't just keep probably schedule it every day. You're absolutely, you've got to hit it again in the old folks' speech.
Yeah, well,
got to hit it, you know, over and over and over.
Measure. Every time, till they get sick of it.
But calling on, I think this thing,
calling,
I think you ought to keep on doing this. Calling everybody you hit, you ought to call on them to join the thing up somehow. Bit by bit, your people want to be called on.
They do.
Damn, they want to. Where do they know that they're regarded as much as high-down facts and they want it?
That's right, Mr. President. We haven't sufficiently mobilized our ranks. We've been defending ourselves extremely skillfully against our enemies, but they've been making the fight and they haven't had to react to us. They're not as strong as they look and they're not as sure of themselves as they look. They're fighting in my field, I don't know in the domestic field, they're fighting with dead slogans. They had a bankrupt policy. They're fighting you as if you were pursuing the Johnson policy. They haven't got anything. What did Clifford do? He played the 68 script. And I think when we go on the attack...
Yeah. You got some of that kind of reaction out of that dinner last night. I had two of these fellows come up to me on the way out and say, what can we do? What do we do? We want to, you know, I got another stall. So, sure.
There are a couple things in the Penham's analysis of that poll that I think maybe are pertinent. He's now, you know, gone through the, looking behind the figures and all. He says that the controversy has not personally involved the Penham. Has not personally involved the president in the public mind. And that's indicated by, there's no change in your position in public mind, even though there's substantial change in other
positions. Approval, disapproval,
right,
the bill, the same as it was.
Approval, disapproval, attitude toward your
side might have been better.
Everything
else. No, wait a minute. The war thing question is, but those figures were wrong.
No, and there was no change. It was not. Originally, it looked like you had dropped an approval on handling the war. Now,
what is it?
You had 46-41 approval, which is no substantial change. Attitudes are definitely correlated with attitudes on Vietnam.
Yes.
The people who approve of the handling of Vietnam think the times is irresponsible. The people who disapprove of the handling of Vietnam think the times is irresponsible. Solid majority of
offer to
the Johnson administration to see the public
house.
And it comes out in a number of ways.
The report on Vietnam.
The dominant theme is that people have a right to know. Most people are reacting not in terms of principle of the release
structure,
but rather to the idea that it's about the skill of wrongdoing.
People should be aware of the bodies.
They've done that for sure.
At the same time,
they're asking one to know what he
likes.
Something for you he never did for himself, or wrapped himself in the flag, two former presidents. Maybe I'll hop on the way back, I'll go through Johnson City or something.
Go ahead, what else? Documents are called, but the standard reply is find the culprit, arrest him, and put him in jail. Some say he ought to be shot. A few quarrel with the proposition and say you first got to be sure the documents really were stolen, and then find out what happened to be sure it won't happen again. And that's the
last logistics.
The danger is a controversy now. It tends to support the point of view that governments suppress information and argue that we're wrongdoing. That's the area that hurts a little bit.
So
people are evaluating this in terms of duplicity of government officials, not in terms of the principle that's involved. And there is our point. They agree on the principle. It shows that, but they don't evaluate on the principle.
That's John Arden, you are comparatively.
Then he says, though, overall, it appears the president has not yet gotten involved in the public's mind in this controversy, although credibility of government is certainly involved. It would appear a good strategy for the president to maintain a low visibility as far as this issue is concerned. If he gets involved with the press in any way, it should be to reaffirm the basic principles, which the majority agree with, and to express regrets about duplicity or lack of candor of previous administrations, which he can't do, which the majority also agree with. The problem is how to get across the point that the Nixon administration is not the same as the previous administration in its attempts to suppress the censor. I think you're getting solving that problem by releasing.
Release helps.
And I think you're laying low on the other thing, takes care of it.
Actually,
but somewhere you need to come on as a very positive crusader on the basis that people cannot steal documents and see the documents in print, because that's a strong sign that comes through in the atmosphere.
Yeah, but I think they're coming out all right.
Well, not even. Let me ask this question.
Absolutely not.
And everybody's making a noise there. You can't
discuss. It's not your fight.
They still push for me to make a case.
Absolutely not.
I don't know that anybody is, but even if they are, they're wrong. I'm convinced of that.
I don't think you should make a speech. I think you're well positioned now. I think the stuff is coming out. You have stood for what is right. You're turning it over to Congress under classification. You are holding up law and order. You're maintaining your dignity. It isn't your fight, except for the sake of the government.
But it is Ziegler. One thing Ziegler should say, and the president is on the line.
And don't worry about me. I'm not in favor.
Listen,
I'm in favor of fighting. So I.
And how could he be depressed? He's got a broad memory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're weak, selfish, and cowardly.
Yep, but actually have none at all. And in 1956, when Herrings, S56, was going to be a candidate, or was trying to be a candidate, and that was just when people were beginning to watch television, and Herrings had been on television at noon, and I was meeting in the Senate. There's a little room off the Senate floor where the Republicans all sit and they all meet together, or at least those that don't have yes duty, 12, 15. I was sitting there as vice president. And Jenner came back, and he was a brilliant fellow, led his class to Indiana Law School, but deliberately used horrible language. I mean, he swore, and he said he and all that sort of thing, although he knew better. But he did it deliberately as an Indiana boy. But he came in, he slouched on his chair. We sort of waited to hear what he had to say. He said, "Boys, I just seen Harriman on the TV." And I said, "What'd you think of him, Bill?" "He's thin, boys. Thin as piss on a rock." That's what your friends are. You're the rock. They're the piss. You understand? Say it, that we are transmitting these documents. "Dear Mr. President,